Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Living by the Words of God, we honor our calling and uphold our legacy. Try to grab some perspective and listen to what happened one day in the life of our Savior in his hometown of Nazareth. Jesus Christ honored words that were hundreds of years old, recognizing the eternal value of the words given by his Father through the prophets. 6 centuries of waiting did not diminish the life and quality of the words. From the dusty pages of the ancient writers, Jesus stood up and read that day. Luke 4:16-21. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has appointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. He began to say to them, "While you heard these words just now, they were coming true." Can we take a minute and absorb this event? 600 years these words were waiting to happen. Generation after generation the words were read and the people waited. This day Jesus stands up, reads the text, and says, "As I speak, the words are coming true." Living by the words of God, we follow the legacy of our spiritual ancestors, and particularly the example of Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing? And how old are the words now? Thousands of years, and yet, when we follow the heavenly trail in obedience, they come alive in our lives today. Thanks again for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.